Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. In today's episode, there are talk of redundancies. Should you be worried? So I do like to try and keep most of my podcast episodes evergreen. That is to say, advice I give in them is relevant at any time when you listen to the podcast, not a particular time. However, I think we've come back into January and there is talk of certain organisations going through redundancy consultation. So for anybody who listens to this way in the future, this is January 2024. There are maybe a handful of organizations, a handful of consultancies, which are where I specialize, talking about redundancies. And so I just wanted to chat to you all generally, A, for those individuals who are in those organizations, but also for individuals who are hearing that and maybe becoming a bit alarmed about the state of the market and should they be concerned, what should they do next generally? So I would start by saying that so far, of the companies that I know that are making redundancies, and to caveat this, folks, I'm talking specifically in the sectors that I specialize in, so cost management and project management, which is where I spend most of my time. So this is where I've heard of some talk of redundancies in those two disciplines. I have to say it's predominantly in London, seems to be where the focus is at the moment, interestingly, rather than elsewhere in the UK. But yeah, I've heard of a handful of companies that are going through a redundancy process. For me, of the ones that I know that are making redundancies, it is either organisations where they are perhaps, the core discipline in their organisation is something else. So for example, there are one particularly well-known engineering house going through talk of redundancies at the moment within their cost management division. So cost management is not their core discipline. I always thought for this organization, it's to some extent a bolt-on service to the core engineering service. So I am hearing of some of that. And I think that naturally happens. I think when there's a concern, perhaps that markets tighten, I think businesses do go back to their kind of core principles, their core disciplines, and almost potentially cut other disciplines where they don't feel are core within the business in a kind of cost-cutting exercise. So I do think that does occasionally happen. The other businesses that I'm finding and make redundancies are actually smaller businesses that I think have frankly done a poor job of business development over the last, or client management and business development, often two sides of the same coin, of course. And then I find themselves in a situation where they do not have the workload, they do not have the spread of both clients and sectors to keep everybody employed, and they are now talking about redundancies. It's worth noting, folks, that this will always happen. It doesn't mean to say that the market is absolutely crashing. I'll come on to my views of that in a second. It does mean just that some businesses either have to make business decisions about where they want to prioritize their investment, their efforts, and or businesses just get it wrong. They don't have strong leadership. They take their eye off of managing their key accounts. They take their eye off of going out there and finding new work. I obviously run a recruitment consultancy. Some of the principles are entirely the same, whether it be a recruitment consultancy, cost management consultancy, and engineering consultancy, whatever it may be. Fundamentally, we are only as good as our clients, and we're only as good as we can be going out and finding new clients to continue to diversify our client spread, diversify our risk, etc. Any business that rests on its laurels, does not continue to try and develop both existing clients and new clients, is always in danger at times of hitting hard times. And I think that's probably what's happened with some of these organizations out there. What do I think of the market at the moment? Honestly, if I took the last week as a measure, I'm genuinely not concerned. I have literally had my phone ringing off the hook from our clients telling me they need to recruit. Now, of course, I work for a handful of the larger consultancies. I probably work for more SME-sized consultancies. Of my larger clients, in terms of, not larger for us, but larger in terms of headcount, the numbers some of them are giving me in terms of the number, the volume of recruitment they need to make in the next, certainly in the next 6 months, is staggering. It's not an exaggeration to say into the hundreds of individuals across cost and project management. I then have a number of smaller consultancies who we work for. I would say all of them are doing well. I wouldn't say perhaps they're all recruiting as heavily as they were in 2023. That's a fair statement. Some are in fact the opposite. Some are recruiting more so than they did in 2023. I would say others are maybe keeping a slight watching brief on the market. And certainly their instruction to me is, continue to keep an eye out for us, Paul. If you see somebody exceptional, we'll still look at them. We're still keen to hire exceptional people. we're maybe just not as keen to keep on adding numbers for the sake of it, because we do see that the market may be a little choppy in 2024. But generally, folks, look, I always say this to anybody I speak to. What I do for a living, I'm a great barometer of market confidence, and I'm a great barometer of where the market is going generally. I think Pegasus will have a very busy year in 2024. I think we have got a sufficient number of clients who are going to continue to recruit at volume. And then I think we've got some of our SME clients who will continue to recruit, but more of a on a specific nature, or as and when we present somebody exceptional to them, which frankly is just a normal year to an extent. I do think we've fallen into a trap over the last, let's say, 5 years. Certainly, I would say, you know, for argument's sake, say 20, you know, past, once we got past COVID, in fact, leading up to COVID, we had a fantastic time. I think the market was very busy. Everybody was trying to recruit. And then post-COVID, I think 21, 22, 23 were really good years. I just think 2024 will be a bit of a normal year. And so I think there'll be, you know, a very decent volume of recruitment. I don't think it'll be mental. Now, where does that leave you if you're a cost or PM professional? Firstly, I would say, and I always say this to people, if you have the confidence that you are good at what you do, and you know, let's say that you're even in the top 50% of the market, genuinely, I do not think you have anything to worry about. I always go on about the trends, folks. There are a sufficient number of people retiring, not enough people still coming into the industry. And the new dynamic, particularly on the cost side, less so on the PM side, but particularly on the cost side, is the fact that there is mass movement, there is mass hiring internationally of cost management professionals, whether that be in Saudi, who seems to be trying to hoover up the world. Obviously, I've done a full podcast on my views of Saudi at the moment, and whether or not you should jump in, you know, do go back. I think it's maybe 5 or 6 episodes back. Do listen to that one. But places like the US, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, large parts of Europe, the demand for cost management professionals across the globe is increasing. And even if you're in the UK and you have no interest in going internationally, what it does mean is that a lot of your kind of colleagues, your peers, are choosing to do, which means there will always be gaps in terms of companies needing to recruit people. Even if the market flattens, the reality is almost every discipline within construction is in a skills shortage. There are more jobs than there are people. So I guess in short, folks, do not be concerned about this talk of redundancy. I do not think it's a major issue. I just think some businesses have got it wrong. That is not reflective of overall market trends. If you are in any business where you are under the threat of redundancy, where if you are within consultation and you do just want some advice about how to play it, you know, some people, you know, question, should they stick around and wait for the redundancy to happen? Should they make a move now? Should they jump before being pushed? I'm happy to have a conversation with anybody and just give you some advice around how to, you know, what the best strategy to employ is, or deploy, I beg your pardon, around you being under the threat of redundancy. So please do reach out to me, and either myself personally or one of my team, depending on your discipline and region, can absolutely have a, you know, 10-15 minute chat with you, try and hopefully put your mind at ease, but also give you a roadmap as to how to tackle things going forward. So I hope that's been a useful one. You know, I repeat again, I think my business, a recruitment business, will be busy in 2024. I perhaps don't think the market in 2024 is going to be quite as busy as it will be in other years, but I do think it will still be a decent year, and I think we'll keep plugging along. When you're looking at a business that you are in, always be questioning, what is the business doing with its existing clients? Is it always looking for new clients? How diverse is the sector and client range that we operate in? As I say, folks, as I said at the very top of this conversation, there's two elements. One is, or two potential types of organizations, ones that are just deciding to move their investment elsewhere and maybe cool on a particular discipline, such as the engineering house I was referring to, who's maybe looking to make redundancy within cost management, or a business which is probably more of an SME size. It's just got lazy in terms of business development. It's probably fairly narrow in the sectors that it works in. It's fairly narrow in the number of clients it has, and it only takes one or two of those clients to slow down activity for them to catch a cold. So if you're looking at your organization, you need to look at how diverse is our client and sector spread, how much are our senior leadership continuing to push business development. If you have any concerns that you're in a business that's doing neither of those very well, then that's when you perhaps need to look to move to a business that does it better. Of course, always happy to talk to you about that. Okay, folks, I hope that's been a useful one. Catch you later. Cheers.